This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. SpaceX, the private rocket company of billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, launched two Americans toward orbit from Florida on Saturday in a mission that marks the first spaceflight of NASA astronauts from U.S. soil in 9 years.
2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 19 hours 22 UTC, launching astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken on a 19-hour ride aboard the company's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule bound for the International Space Station. President Trump and Vice President Pence attended the launch from the Kennedy Space Center's Launch Pad 39A. Afterwards, the president said he was proud of the public-private cooperative effort.
I'm so proud of the people at NASA, all the people that work together, public and private.
Since 2011, American astronauts had to hitch a ride on Russian rockets headed to the International Space Station. The last U.S. craft to take astronauts there was the shuttle Atlantis 9 years ago. President Donald Trump said the military could deploy troops to Minneapolis, Minnesota very quickly to respond to violent protests in the aftermath of a police killing of an unarmed black man. Speaking at the White House, the president said the military could be there if Minnesota requested it.
We have our military ready, willing, and able if they ever want to call our military. But we can have troops on the ground very quickly if they ever want our military.
A U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the Reuters news agency the military had ordered some active duty Army military police officers to be prepared to deploy if local authorities requested their help. This is VOA News. Two employees of an Afghan television station were killed when their bus was hit by a roadside bomb Saturday in the capital city, Kabul. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakali.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says four other employees were wounded in the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence, but the spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Britain's Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden on Saturday announced competitive sports could resume behind closed doors as early as Monday. Speaking at the coronavirus daily briefing, Dowden said football, tennis, horse racing, Formula One, cricket, golf, rugby, snooker, and others are all set to return to television screens shortly.
That includes a screening process for coronavirus symptoms at the venue, a one-way system for people in vehicles, minimizing the use of dressing rooms, and of course, maintaining social distancing wherever that is possible.
In England, beginning Monday, people from different households will be able to exercise in groups of five as long as they keep 2 meters apart. Dowden also announced that Britain has more than 272,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with nearly 39,000 people dying from the disease. Pope Francis on Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, the pontiff prayed the rosary in the Vatican gardens as tens of thousands of people in about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the gardens showed video links with about 25 locations.
Maria Santissima, tocca le coscienze.
As he prayed, the pontiff asked the Virgin Mary to touch leaders' consciences so that enormous sums spent to possess more armaments and to perfect them would be instead destined to the promotion of sufficient research to prevent such catastrophes as the worldwide pandemic in the future. Among those who prayed were Italian doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers, as well as people who recovered from the new coronavirus or lost family members. More than 33,000 people have died from the disease in Italy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. Reporting by...